panel today. Checked it out, man. A lot of useful information in it. They gave a lot of information that I think a lot of people definitely find, you know, resourceful and useful. What led you to creating this documentary?
Up-and-coming artists didn't have a sense of direction on how to get put on in any way. I get emails all the time. You know what I mean? Yo, listen to my music. And I'm like, first of all, don't say yo to me like that, man. I don't respond well to that. So, you know, I noticed that there were certain fundamentals that I was missing. So I was like, man, you know, this should be some type of guide or book or something to let these cats kind of know it, and, you know, something that they can follow, right? So I had toyed around with the idea for about 4 or 5 months about writing a book. But I said, you know what, a book may not be as impactful. So I said, well, I got some resources, I know some people, what about doing a movie? And so I was toying around the idea with Kevin Nottingham, and he was like, I don't know, that's kind of ambitious. I'm like, perfect, we're doing it. And that's kind of how it got started, man. And it started reaching. I started going through my contacts, and I was saying on the panel, a lot of things happen because of the relationships that I built. So I try to keep good relationships because you never know when I'm gonna have to make a phone call.
Right.
So I just started calling people. Yo, I'm doing this movie. Give me 10 minutes of your time so I can get an interview. No problem. And it just kept snowballing. Then I said, let me reach out to Talib Kweli. No problem. You know what I mean? Reach out to Marley Marl and DJ Quick, wow. Mac 10, Glasses and Malone. And I'm like, this is something. I might have something here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it just kind of snowballed from there.
From what I see in the video, it's like y'all giving like new artists like how to communicate one-on-one. Like, don't just come and say, hey, bam, walk off. Like, talk to them, build a relationship. Yo, what's up? My name is Blase Blase. Da-da-da, I'm interested, you know, like, come with some material, you know what I'm saying? I like how that video shows that.
It's so valuable, and I think people underestimate the value of relationships. The value of coming to a place like A3C, meeting people, shaking hands, you know what I'm saying? So, if there's value, everything isn't always money. What I am trying to do is provide some opportunity and present some options. You might want to go, you know, and get signed to, you know, Interscope or whatever. That might be your route.
Right.
But learn about what comes with that. Know what a 360 deal is. Get yourself familiar with that before you decide that you want to do that.
Based on what I saw from the clips, I think, you know, people will definitely take to the documentary. Because what I saw was definitely some quality stuff up there, man. I like the way it was put together. I like the way people responded. Like, it was dope.
I felt like because I was doing this on virtually no budget, there was no option not to have quality. I'm not going to put any garbage out. But because of, you know, technology today, there's no excuse not to have quality. So that was never even an option. And, you know, what you see today, to be honest with you, really wasn't even anything compared to what you're going to see in this film.
Wow, really?
I will guarantee you that. Some very valuable information in this film that people can say, okay, how do I get today's business? You watch demos, and by the end of the demos, you'll know how. I'm a fan of the music, too. You know what I mean? So when I'm sitting there and talking to Merce about Hey Dudes and how he put that together, I'm like, really? That's dope. But it's inspiring to me, and I want this to be inspiring to somebody else to say, hey, I can do that. You know what I mean? Because you can't gonna tell me I'm not gonna be the next Diddy. You're not gonna tell me that.
Right, exactly.
I'm working on it.
And that's what the purpose of this is.
Absolutely. So one thing I wanna clear up too, I'm not saying I have all the answers. Because a lot of people look at the title Demos and Independent Artist Guide to Success, and they look at that tagline and be like, so you gonna tell me just how to do it? No, I don't got the, you know, I don't got the keys to the castle, but I'm gonna let you in on some secrets that might want to open your eyes a little bit and say, damn, I never thought of that. Maybe I should try that. Or maybe this whole rap thing ain't for me. Maybe I need to go back to school and do something different.
Like you said, if they want to pursue it, do your research first. If you want to go the major route.
You know what's funny? I really started thinking about that when interviewing DJ Quick. Now, DJ Quick is one of my favorite producers of all time, period. Really? Nobody can tell me nothing.
So were you starstruck when you was doing that interview?
Okay, I'm sitting there. Okay. Let me tell you the story. I got to tell you the story.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, Quick. You're talking about DJ Quick. Like, are you serious?
Yeah. So I have been bugging. In L.A., there's this radio show called Power 106. Big show, right? Right. And one of the producers on that show, Fuzzy Fantabulous, who's also on the film, I got his number from a buddy of mine named Day One, producer. And he said, call Fuzz. And I'm like, damn, Fuzz, I listen to him on the radio all the time. Yeah. And I love him, but I was bugging him. I was like, yo, this is Reem, blah, 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 what I'm doing. Okay, cool. I said, I'm trying to get to DJ Quick. Oh, man, I don't know. Come on, man, this is what I'm doing. He said, meet me here at this time, whatever. I was there, called my guys, said, we got to be here in Hollywood, and we're walking in to, he's rehearsing for a show he got at House of Blues. And I just walk in, there's nobody stopping, like anybody could have walked in off the street, and I'm hearing this drum, boom, boom, boom. I walk in, and DJ Quick is on the SP-1200, just banging. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And he was the nicest, most humble guy, and he was like saying the same thing that you were saying. These new producers, that manual that you get with that MPC or whatever it is, you read that from front to back before you even touch the MP. It's certain basics, and I think because of the new age, we forgot about the fundamentals. Terrence Martin, he told me this because he's also in the film.
Terrence Martin?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that's one of my favorite
characters,
man.
Wow.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
Yeah, and I didn't know that he lives 10 minutes from me. And it's the nicest guy. And he's sitting there, so, you know, he has a full-fledged studio. He's sitting there playing the sax.
That's him. That is Terrence Martin all day.
And, you know, one of the things that he said in that interview was like, you know, you have to find out what you're doing this for. What are you doing this for? Because when you can answer that honestly, then you're on your way. Don't even do nothing unless you can answer that. So I kind of took that and kind of ran with it. Yeah. Terrence Martin, man.
Terrence Martin.
Terrence Martin, yeah.
That's crazy, man. That is, you see this man playing a saxophone in his home studio. Like, how crazy is that, man?
It's the whole journey, man, is crazy. And that's another thing that I want these artists to know, man. Enjoy the journey.
Right.
My wife has to tell me that all the time.
Kevin Nottingham.
Yeah.
How long have you known homie, man? Been
working with homie? I've been working with Kev about a few years now, man. Yeah, Kev is a good guy, man. I started off in management, you know what I'm saying, managing artists. So I'm like every other, you know, artist manager trying to get put on. But he was very responsive to me, man. And that's actually, Kevin was the first guy that I understood about building that relationship. He's the one. He probably doesn't even know that. Wow. But it's because of him that I understood the value of it. And, you know, we just built a rapport, and then we started Hip Knot together, and, you know, we just been working.